Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, etc. Big news! Hello from the Magic Tavern is doing some live shows this summer. Before I rattle off the dates at a speed the human mind can barely comprehend, know that tickets for these shows go on sale next Monday, June 9th. But Patreon members have pre-sale access to tickets starting right now. So, that's a full week of pre-sale access. Okay, the dates. July 18th, Somerville, Massachusetts. July 20th, New York City. August 15th, Washington, D.C. August 17th, Philadelphia. September 27th, Charlotte, North Carolina. September 28th, Richmond, Virginia. What a ping-pong trail around the world! It's like the Da Vinci Code, but you're searching for disappointment. All of that info is in the show notes. And don't forget, if you want to buy tickets early, join the Patreon right now at patreon.com/magictavern. Sheesh, this is more information than I was prepared to deliver. With Craig and Trisha in another dimension, I've got to look into getting some new assistance to capitalize on my natural ability to delegate. Now, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to record a podcast recorded here in the land of Foon, chronicling our various battles and quests. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud, my cousin, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, Arnie, this is a steep climb. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Why? Remind me again, why are we climbing this mountain?
We are climbing Sky Nest, the tallest mountain in Foon, because I wanted to seek the sage advice of the great bird in the sky. It's said that she's celestial or magical or something. They just said to climb to the tallest mountain in Foon. Woo.
Now,
Arnie, can you get off my back for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you for carrying me. You know, yeah. I don't walk real easy. Even though I am counting my steps on my watch. Now, remind me, Chunt, I feel like I heard a long time ago that Sky Nest became sentient in the 90s and it took over. Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know what that means.
Didn't that traveler from the future come back and make love to you, Arnie?
Yes, and it was a lovely time.
Arnie, you've had a future lover?
I mean, for a lot of my life, all my lovers have been in the future.
What was it like? Details.
Honestly, it felt too important. You know, okay. So a magical being came from the future and told me
that was a terrible place.
Sorry, that was a bad pause. And said that we had to have sex to save the future. Uh-huh. And I was like, yo, we can just have sex. You don't have to put so much pressure on it.
I don't think you said yo. I think you I made said, that part up.
I said yo.
Arnie, a lot of and
Usador, you don't know my bedroom talk.
Arnie, Usador and I wanted to confront you. A lot of times in your stories, in your recollections from the past,
yeah,
you try and forcibly make yourself sound way cooler than you are.
Yeah, I said yo, baby. It's okay.
Ugh.
We don't need reasons besides the worst. You got a body, I got a body.
Oh,
boy.
And here's the thing. They loved it.
Okay.
They were like, everything you're saying is great. And I'm enjoying this sex very much.
Well, then would you like a tomorrow horse so you could see them again?
I don't want any of your MLM stuff.
It's tomorrow's no, horse you, today.
Usador, you can't unload
Fine,
this.
Fine, never mind.
That's not going to... I am also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiangaluk. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be many other secret names. Names that if I did e'er utter them aloud, most assuredly, destruction would rain down from the heavens, selecting out only the most egregiously evil people and sparing all those good of heart.
So we should say that name, because it only hurts the evil.
But it's a secret name. It's a secret.
But it seems like it would solve everything.
Da, 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 da.
It would destroy all the evil da, da, people da, da, and save
da, 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 da.
All...
Okay.
Yo, Arnie, be cool.
Be cool.
Oh, hold on. When you said that, I got all weak in the knees. Oh,
well,
what
that's
a line.
Arnie, that's because we're almost at the peak of the mountain, almost at the apex.
So much walk. So, Chunt, we wanted to come to this mountain as something to do with the animal war?
Yes, and I know most times when you say we wanted to come to this blank, you launch into what you call the Nicole Kidman speech.
Yes. I baby
said this
girl.
Is where magic happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, that's a different... you're going to have to be more specific about what Nicole Kidman's speech, I guess.
Well, a lot of times we'll go to a tavern and you'll say, we come to this tavern to... and then you go into this long speech, just seems weird.
Yeah.
It's just about appreciating taverns.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's very fair. We're here summiting the top of Skynest because I wanted to seek advice on giving up my shape-shifting abilities. As you recall, Extraordinary Boris, the Enchanted Moose, requested that I give up my abilities. So I'm just trying to get some advice, try and get some, you know, some counseling or some tips or tricks, whatever that might be, some life hacks.
Sure.
In terms of if I should do it or not.
That, yeah. And Sean, thank you. I always appreciate when you do exposition.
Oh, we're getting close. Guys, guys, run up the...
Oh, quick.
Hold on a second. I have to chase this hawk away. There's this hawk is like two peaks over.
Sure.
I mean, I know I'm like the top of the... Look, you just got to show it. Hold on a second. You have to show it to the boss.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Okay, he's gone.
So much wind. Your mighty wings flapping nearly knocked us over.
Well, I feel like I don't often know my strengths.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm very determined. The hawk, like the hawk really feel, he's like trying to, he's always trying to take over my territory. And you just have to put him in his place.
And
I think the thing he doesn't understand is he can only attack from the top. So if you're just a few inches higher than him, he can't get you. And he hasn't figured that out yet.
I see.
Ah, you've really got his number. That stupid hawk, ne'er looking behind its back.
I think the fact that I have the intelligence of a 7-year-old child probably gives me the advantage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the intelligence of an 8-year-old child, and that gets me through.
Arnie.
Okay. So that 6-year-old.
Thank you.
Mighty bird, my name is Usador, and we beseech thee on behalf of mine friend Chunt to share with us your wisdom. We've come on a great quest to learn what you have to teach us.
Yes, and let me take a knee. As he mentioned, my name is Chunt, and as you sort of set the table for, we should all go around and say what intelligence we have. I have the intelligence of probably third or fourth year old. Is that how you say it?
No, those are
not two. Sure. That feels. Wait a minute. How 7-year-old is that's seventh grade, and third.
Oh, Hawk's back. Hawk's back.
Get out of here. Fuck right off.
Oh,
he's gone.
He tried to grab me. He tried to fly off with me.
He's just showing off. He does not have the wherewithal to fly away with you, John. I mean, he's not that big.
Yeah.
He's not that smart. It's under control. We, you know, honestly, like, I don't really even need to chase him away. It's kind of a game we play. But,
a bit of a will they, won't they?
It's a, you know, we have a good time up here.
Okay. I thought there was a little tension between you two. Interesting. Usador, how smart are you?
Well, let's see. I'm 350 years old. I'm one of the greatest wizards in all of Foon. I'd say I'm as smart as, a fifth grader.
That's pretty good. Thank you. I mean, that's impressive.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
We're gonna match wits, I guess, and see who really knows their stuff. You know, because this is my peak, right? This is my nest.
Yes.
You're kind of on my turf.
Yeah. Oh.
And I don't know. Maybe your turf is sort of ubiquitous, like you can come and go at will, and I'm not sure yet to be determined.
I don't really have a home per se. I travel all around Foon assisting those who I can. I would ne'er dare to upset thine turf. I do not wish to stake any claim here. We simply beseech thee that you allow us to spend but a short time here in your company.
And I gotta say, I love what you've done with the nest. I see there's like couch made out of dead mice over here.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. It seems like a lamp made out of bones or something. This is exquisite.
Chunt, thank you for noticing. I have put a lot of effort into my nest. There's like a couple of different cubby holes and sort of alcoves and nooks. I like a tool. Like, I know how to use a tool. My main tool is a stick. And the great thing about a stick is it's also a building material. It's a nesting material. You can use a stick for a lot of things. I mean, mostly poke. Like, you can poke something.
Yes, sir.
And then swat.
You gotta get something to poke with.
Yeah,
right?
And then you can pile them up and make a couch or like a kitchen island.
It's fun and it's pretty. I also use a stick. It's my magical staff, although I haven't arranged it in such a lovely way that you have.
You saw it's not a contest.
I know. What? You don't have
it. It's just that my staff's a little bit bigger than her sticks.
You don't have... Yeah, you're,
I deal
you don't
in volume,
say your stick
so
is better than the bird sticks.
It's
yeah.
not cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right,
man. It's not cool.
Sione, that's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Okay, so wait. Yo can be good and bad, huh?
It's
like... I like to use it as more of a put-down, sort of like a... You know, where you're aware that the other person's getting, like, a little too big for their britches. Like, it's a talk to the hand a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a stop sign.
It's sort of a status play, it seems like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a great bird, I feel embarrassed, but I was told to search you out, but I was not told your name. Would you mind kind of con that at us?
I kind of like the same, you know, I do have two names.
Oh.
But I like to go by Cawthorn. I mean, my full name is Radisson Cawthorn. I was named after a string of hotels, but it's Cawthorn is, you know, just like a single name. You know, because I'm at this point, I'm sort of the most known of the magical crows up here. And also, like, on that point, I'm not entirely a crow. I'm a hybrid crow raven. So it's kind of a craven is more, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
Which is more, you know, two different kinds of magic together. I'm not, you know, a raven's got that big, fat, almost dog-like size. I'm not that big. I have the delicacy of the crow, but I do have like a little more girth to me. And like my bill is, as you can see, pretty substantial.
Good bill.
I feel like I want a shirt that says big, fat, dog-like size. Big, fat, dog-like size. Big, fat, dog-like size. I like
big, fat, dog-like size.
Big, fat, dog-like size.
Open to interpretation.
And of course, we'll give you some commission if we make the shirt. Craven.
So, Radisson Cawthorn, are you any relation to Hojo Cawthorn?
Yes, very. That is my cousin. That is my cousin. We don't talk about him.
He's
kind of gone out of fashion.
I've heard some stories.
There were a few accidents. He's doing okay. He's doing okay now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So, and you're a hybrid bird. I've heard that hybrid birds are so good for the environment.
The only downside is that it's kind of like the donkey situation where we can't reproduce more cravens. It's sort of like it's the buck stops here.
Oh, sure. Don't tell the hawk.
Whoa, what? Donkeys can't reproduce?
Well, it's a, am I thinking of a burro? It's the, it's a donkey horse hybrid. What is that?
A Cawthorn. I'm so sorry. A Cawthorn.
Yeah.
I think Chunt's upset because we don't talk about it much on the podcast, but he's been trying to impregnate a donkey for the last year or two, like just as a project.
I mean, obviously I have my facts kind of muddled. I'm not really sure if a donkey if the donkey's a sterile one or if it produces a burro, like how that works.
Yeah.
I should have read up on it. I do have my set of encyclopedias here in my nest.
Oh.
But I'm supposed to be not all-knowing, but my knowledge is far-reaching. But, you know, 7-year-old child level, I mean, how much about donkeys and sterility, to be honest, we can't expect that.
Chunt, so, I think your donkey business is still fine.
Yeah, Chunt, you should go for it, man. I mean, I the portents say that you will be successful in your donkey endeavors.
Yo, thank you. Thank you both so much. I was going to say, like, I just wrote it down, and I was like, is this the saddest sentence ever written? Donkeys can't get pregnant? But then I ripped it up, because, that may not be true. Okay, thank goddesses.
Chunt, do not give up on your donkey reproduction dreams. Keep mulling it over.
Donkey dreams are the most important dreams.
That's another shirt.
Now, there's a lot of shirts coming out of this episode.
It's true.
Oh, ass play? No, we'll scrap that one.
That's different direction.
It'd be more in line with our other shirts, to be perfectly
honest,
though.
That is true. I hate to say it, but literally, Chunt, your shirt in the merch store right now says, "Ask me about my buttholes."
That can't be right.
It is.
That can't be right.
It is.
Whoa!
It's probably sold three.
Whoa, the Craven just looked so regretful.
I do regret spawning more t-shirt suggestions.
Of course.
I thought this was going to be a different kind of summit consultation, but it's cool. It's cool, you know.
Forgive us, great Cawthorn, please. We beseech this and have sought out thine wisdom, so let not our foolish revelries continue any longer, and let revelries turn to reverie. We shall be more respectful from here on out.
What the fuck did he just say?
He talks just like a fifth grader.
Thank you.
That's like fifth grade, right?
It's more the tone I'm used to, and I appreciate it. Believe me, I appreciate it. I like a little... You know, a little pomp and circumstance and some genuflecting and that gets the sage juices flowing.
Oh yeah. I mean you gotta love someone who genuflects, you gotta love some pomp, you gotta love some circumstance. I really love drawing things out to make them sound more important than they are.
It's a good technique. I've got to try it. You're right. It does sound more important when you slow it down. Oh, this is good.
Yes.
Let me try. Okay. Chunt, tell me your deepest thoughts and worries and concerns.
Oh, I'd love to walk away while he says these things because I'm terrified of what might come out. let's take a quick break and hopefully not hear Chunt's innermost thoughts.
These are the chains I forged in life.
Arnie, what?
Yo,
what?
Yo, what?
That Arnie will never love me.
And those are my deepest fears and desires and... I can't remember what the other thing was. Sorry, I was really thrown by Arnie when he said something about the chains in life or whatever. Mm-hmm. I might be sick. I might have had a bad bit of cheese or something.
Yeah, the blob of mustard.
Mustard. Yeah. Bad mustard. It's probably that. Mm-hmm.
Bad blob of mustard or cheese, yeah.
You there, Hawk. What day's today?
It is my Tuesday.
Oh, then there's still time.
Yeah, get that hawk to buy us a turkey.
Throws a gold coin at the hawk. I threw a gold coin at the hawk. I was going to have him buy the fattest goose, but
you're going to have fat turkey? You're going to have a hawk buy a goose? What is this?
You know, as I'm saying it, I realize that's insane. Yeah. That's like cannibalism, probably. I hope that hawk is okay.
Excuse me, I need to fly to get that coin because I do love a shiny thing.
Sure. Of course, yeah.
I love a stick, don't get me wrong, but shiny makes the world go round.
Sure.
And I like the bowerbird, I like to decorate my nest. So okay, I'll be right back.
Whoa, the powerful wings. Hey, before the Cawthorn gets back, do you think she was hinting that she wants some sort of a tribute or a sacrifice? She mentioned the coin. I think maybe we should offer something to get the advice we're seeking.
Let's kill one of us.
Kill one of us.
I was just going to say wasn't sure what her business model is. You're right. Like, I hope it's not human sacrifice.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for who gets killed.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, shoot.
Ooh, my paper cuts your scissors in half, Arnie.
Okay.
Of course, in Foon, paper is razor thin.
Yeah, what idiot would use scissors?
Scissors always loses. I always forget that about Foon rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, I'm back. Oh, you have a pair of scissors. Thank you so much. Did he tell you that I needed a pair of scissors? That's really great. This is fantastic. Okay. Now I'm really in the mood to dispense advice.
That worked out great.
Do you need to formulate like a specific question or give me a topic or?
Ooh yeah. Give us 1 second, Cawthorn. Thank you so much. Huddle up, guys. Huddle up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So obviously, I want to ask my question about my shapeshift, giving up my shapeshifting.
Right.
But
right.
It feels like she's pretty thrilled about those scissors. So it seems like she's gonna be generous. Is there something else we want to ask before my thing? She said a topic. Should we ask about, like...
Maybe we just ask about the animal war in general, and maybe that would, like, kind of segue into your shape-shifting question, and that way we kind of cover all our bases.
But my question's going to have, like, animal wars couched within it. What's, like, a fun... Could we ask a fun one?
Just one for
silly. Yeah, this one seems crazy, but, like, we could ask her how she poops. Like... That's the kind of questions that I like to ask.
I know, I know you like to ask those sorts of questions, but I think it might be more beneficial and more fun to say, like, what's Tom Blaine Belroth been up to? Or is Spintax dead? Or is Flower still around? Or I don't know, something like, do we want to, like...
Oh, I have something.
Hit me.
Great Cawthorn.
Oh, here we go.
Magnificent, beautiful... Cawthorn, what's your favorite sound? Guys, I panicked.
Well, that's very interesting. I feel like there's not a lot of advice in that question. My favorite sound, obviously, is the sound of my own caw.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
We'd love to hear it. Beautiful,
melodious.
So I hope that answers your question. But before you continue, I have to just tell you, my sageness, my advice, my wisdom. Mm-hmm. There's only 3 pieces of advice or wisdom that I don't know how to categorize it, but that I have. And you'll have to choose the one that best fits your problem.
And is this in addition to because I noticed there's a sign at the top of the mountain here that says no shirt, no shoes, no advice.
Well, let me look at your feet.
I have boots on.
I mean, those sandals.
Yeah.
But you are wearing socks with them. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind
of. And they're black socks, so it's kind of formal.
Yeah, dress socks. Yeah. Okay. And the string that's sort of, you know, tank top. I mean, I feel like that's pushing it, but it is technically a shirt.
I knew it was going to be a day out of exercise, so I wanted to be as comfortable as possible. Also, sorry, listeners, I haven't been talking about this tank top I've been wearing. Please feel free to do some fan art of me wearing this.
Arnie said it was earth climbing gear.
Yeah, and what sucks is he rode on my back the whole way, but he moved his arms as if he was sprinting so he could get his
steps. So I get my miles, my steps.
Yeah.
But Hawthorne, please, what are your three pieces of advice?
This is the wisdom that I've accrued over the years of being a Kraven. Always have a stick.
One.
Okay. That's perfect.
So
good to know.
I hope that applies. Does
hugely
that apply?
Helpful.
Okay. The second one is remember every face.
Oh.
Dude.
So bad at that one.
I mean, to be honest, I'm not great at it either.
Oh, really?
Like, if I've met you several times and then you grow a beard, it's off. I mean, that's a different face.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine if one of us wasn't a wizened old wizard and one of us wasn't a badger and we were just three guys with beards. You'd be like, which one is which?
Yeah. I imagine we would all look too much alike.
Pretty much exactly alike.
There's no way of telling. I mean, if you don't have like a big mole on your face or like a giant nose or unnaturally red lips, like you're out of luck. I mean, I'm just gonna just be like, hey, you.
Cawthorn, are you good with names or not even those as well?
Well, I'm not great with faces and I'm worse with names. So I on balance, it's not looking too good. But, I mean, that is my advice. I've seen other crows really advance in their careers by remembering everybody and remembering their pets' names and, you know, little details about their... That's not me. Yeah. Sadly, I admire it.
Can I ask Cawthorn, and maybe this is just a natural interviewer and me coming out, but...
Oh, boy.
How are you feeling in your career right now? Like, you know, how is the giving sage advice business treating you?
Well, I feel like I have everything I need. You know, there's an occasional coin that people throw at the hawk and I go retrieve it. Obviously stealing jewelry, shiny things in general, keys, house keys, and then, later I can ransack your house if there's something I need, you know, like a saucepan or something.
It's a little more elaborate than just stealing the shiny things.
Yeah, there's a method to my madness.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, sometimes it's just flat out gold coins or rings, my earring every now and then, but it's hard to carry two. So, and you got like one earring, and then what are you going to do with that? And then sometimes I just like get excited by, I don't know, like I saw this marble one time. It was really cool looking, but it's not easy to carry a marble in your beak.
Yeah. But I love rocks, and marbles are just round, shiny rocks.
Yeah, exactly. Very shiny.
They're the best.
Very shiny.
Yeah.
Bright colors. I mean, what's not to like about a marble? I don't know. So over the years, like, I do okay.
I have come here on behalf of my friend Chunt, and I offer to you here, which I pull from my magical hat now, the largest marble I could possibly conjure.
Wow. This is unprecedented. I don't even know what to say. Thank you.
Will you help my friend?
I mean...
Arnie. Hey, Arnie. Yeah. She clearly hates the marble, right?
Yeah, she was like, wow.
Anytime somebody gives me a gift and I go, wow,
Also, to be clear, it's big for a marble, but the biggest one he could possibly conjure?
Cawthorn, like should I just put it here on this pedestal where everyone can see it?
Put it in the back of the nest.
Back of the nest?
Because it's like the darkest place in the nest, and it could use brightening.
Because it's so special, and you don't want it to get ruined. I'll put it in the back of the nest.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Cawthorn, apologies for Isidore. Yeah. He gifts like a grandma. Like, I feel like every year for my birthday, it's like, I made you socks. And I'm like, yo, sweet, wore socks. It's just, it's exhausting. I'm sorry.
It's a thought that counts. I mean, he knew he was on the right. Like, he knew about the marble thing, which is, like, points to him. It's a weird size, and the color is kind of, like, pastel-y.
Like, why would you want a novelty large marble? It's not even shiny. The one that he made wasn't even all that shiny.
I can't put it in my beak, so I, you know. It's like, I don't want to put it on a pedestal. It's like, that's just going to sit in the middle of the nest. But, you know, look, I'm not... Yeah. It is the thought that counts. I appreciate it.
It's going to roll off a pedestal, too.
Oh, like, absolutely. Best marble ever, you say.
This is a great marble.
We were just talking about how great the marble is. Oh, thank you. I left it in the back of the nest, along with some peanut brittle for everyone to enjoy.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
And Cawthorn, expect a letter in the mail with one gold coin on your birthday as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even a gold coin. It's like an IOU for a gold coin that you have to... It's a whole...
I should also warn you that, like, after you finish visiting with Usador, he'll sometimes, like, try to slip, like, a dollar in your pocket. And you're like, Usador, I don't need this dollar. But you take it anyway.
Oh, I always thought he was stealing from me.
Oh, wait, shit, maybe
it's a little. It's a little of both.
I've been slapping the shit out of Usador.
I don't appreciate that part of it, but, sometimes I have a gold coin to give. Sometimes I'm trying to take one because I'm desperate.
Leave a gold, take a gold.
Exactly. That's my whole philosophy. But we're not here to hear my philosophy. We're here to hear the mighty Cawthorn's advice.
Yeah, Usador?
Yeah?
It feels like what you were trying to say is it's not about you, and I could not agree more.
Do you think I was trying to make it about me?
Well, I noticed when you came in from the back part of the nest, I see you've changed into golden robes, and I've never seen you wear golden robes. It just feels like this is...
Yeah, I was wondering what the golden robes were signifying.
Oh, well, it's just like we were talking about shiny things, and I was like, I'll show off my golden robes.
The old razzle-dazzle. Yeah, okay. That works. That works for me.
And I should say there's about, I want to say, 65, 70 birds all in the air staring at you, waiting to pounce. I think the respect for Hawthorne is probably keeping them at bay, but they definitely want to grab you.
There's a row of crow friends that...
a murderer's row?
We have our first murderer's reference.
Listeners... At home, I bet you had a pool to see what the runtime was before someone said murder of crows.
We made it about...
That was the free space.
Yeah, what, 32 minutes? Yeah, I think that was not too bad.
Cawthorn, unless I am forgetting, you said there was three main pieces of advice, and you gave us two. You said, always carry a stick, never forget a face. Was there a third one?
I have one more. I hope this pertains to your situation and is helpful in some way. I feel like it might help if I said it slowly.
Oh, okay. My favorite. Okay.
Always hold a grudge.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, that's...
That's pretty good.
That's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
It works for us. If somebody... tries to feed me a mealworm or not. I mean, never mind. Because I do like mealworms, but if they're like, just leave out sort of bird seed, like, look, I'm not a robin. I'm not like a wren. Don't give me a bird seed.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Then I will remember you. I'll remember your territory.
Yeah.
I'll remember where your hut is. And you're going to get swarmed by crows.
Ooh.
We're gonna mess things up, maybe just once. Like we're not out of control, but we'll keep it in mind. We'll remember.
Cawthorn, can I ask? Do you have any particular enemies in the area? Like obviously the hawk and you had a kind of on again off again thing going. But are there any like people or animals around here that you're just like, oh, I hate them?
Look, if I'm being honest, I'm just kind of a grumpy, spiteful person, or a corvid. Like, they're fine. Mm-hmm. They get on my last nerve, but they're not really, nobody's doing anything really terrible. I just don't want to see that dumb hawk flying around He's always trying to eat like a little bird. Leave a little bird alone.
Yeah.
If you're a big bird, don't eat your own kind.
Yeah, eat up is what I always say. Don't eat down, eat up.
Eat up. Eat up. Focus on sort of a vermin territory of, you know, class of a rat. Like, if there's a rat, sure.
Yeah.
Take it. But don't go for a goldfinch.
Yeah.
That just gets on my nerves, that's all. But, you know, the problem is me. I acknowledge the problem is me. It's not the animal kingdom. The dudes are just doing what they do.
You're allowed your own thoughts and feelings. I don't think the problem is you. I think it's that upstart hawk coming over here giving you a hard time.
Trying to steal my eggs.
Oh, it wants your eggs?
Well, I had some eggs. Yeah, there was an altercation. I'm not going to lie. There was an altercation. He's like, just give me one egg. No, I'm not giving you an egg.
Yeah.
You go because you're too lazy to fly down the mountain. He just wants to travel like one peak over because I have eggs. No, that's not happening.
Unbelievable.
By the way, they weren't my eggs. I was keeping them for somebody else because I'm sterile, as we've discussed before.
Sure. You're an empty nester, generally.
Are they donkey eggs?
They are. They are donkey. It's a donkey crow hybrid. Mostly when they come out, they look like donkeys. They don't, like, there's not much crow in them. In fact, I'm not sure there's any crow.
Yeah, wow.
But they're donkey eggs, yeah.
Can I suggest we spend at least a little bit of time figuring out what the exact name of a donkey crow hybrid would be? Is it a doe?
Cronky?
Croaky.
I love Cronky.
Cronky's better than Croaky, yeah.
I love Cronky.
The Cronky. I like that a lot, yeah. I have to imagine that if you're...
Was that enough time, Arnie?
That was enough. Sometimes you just nail it with the second one.
I know you're trying to just eat up some time here.
Oh, well, speaking of, we should take another break, and we'll come back with hopefully a bit more advice. Get out of here, Hawk. I feel like I've asked so many. Let me do two more. What's a question you always wish you had been asked?
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, that's a great question.
And guys, sorry, I asked so many questions during the break.
Right. And so many of them were about you. That's the thing.
Well, I think that no one ever asks about the time I spend in cemeteries.
Oh.
And
do you go to cemetery school? Oh, she looks mad.
I one of the things that me and my crow friends really like to do is congregate in cemeteries that freak people out because, like, we provide so much atmosphere, and then people are like, oh, that must just be a coincidence. Like, no, it's a graveyard. What do you think? Why else would we be here? We're trying to give you atmosphere. We're trying to make it spooky. We're trying to make it creepy. Oh, and here's another fact that you didn't know. There is a breed of raven that really does just say nevermore. Like, that's it's kind of like passed down. You know, like how sometimes like a mockingbird will make a sound of a car alarm. Mm-hmm. There was this through the ages. Edgar Allan Poe had a raven, taught it to say nevermore, and then its progeny just kept saying nevermore. So, like, you will see ravens in the wild that just go, nevermore. It's a real thing.
That's incredible. Now, to your point, if people take issue with ravens and crows and cravens such as yourself spending time in a cemetery, I would make a point to them. Imagine this cemetery was full of parrots. Is that spooky?
Exactly. Or like egrets.
Right.
Like, you don't want like a long-legged wading bird in a cemetery. That's just like
ridiculous.
Well, it's going to not give you the shivers and keep you up at night.
Arnie, egrets, I've had a few.
I knew it.
And I think, Cawthorn, I think it's pretty cool to be in a cemetery. I mean, you know, sometimes you go to a cemetery and you see those gross moths. Let's take a minute to figure out what a combination of a gross moth would be.
Like
a moth? A moth?
Like a gross... Like
a groth? Oh, a groth.
A groth? Okay, yeah. Those groths...
Like a teen? Man? Like a groth teen?
Yeah, the gross moths. You know, like, they wear eyeliner and all in black.
Yeah. They love all those heated topics that everyone's always talking about.
All those hot topics. Gadzooks, they're everywhere. But these gross moths, or groths, I guess I'll call them, you know, sometimes when they're at the cemetery, I get a little ooged out where I'm like, what are they doing? Are they like, summoning demons or something?
Yeah.
They
also hang out with
emus. Hang on, Ani. If they're summoning demons from the pits of hell, it's my job to slay demons. Don't say that that's all right. Ani, sorry, go ahead. That just made me so angry.
I was just going to say that the gross moths are often hanging out with emus. Listening to emu music. It probably wasn't worth it, but...
Worth what, Artie?
You know, Cawthorn, I have a question about when you hang out in cemeteries. And I apologize if this is too personal. Are you eating corpses? Like, if you come across a corpse, like, no, do you eat some of it?
What am I, a turkey buzzard?
Oh.
I'm not eating a corpse.
What are you talking about, honey?
I'm not even like a nibble?
No, I'm eating like normal stuff. Insects.
Sure. Spaghetti.
I like a grain and a nut. If you give me a peanut, I'm your friend for life.
Of course, Cawthorn. We're so sorry. What you don't understand about Arnie is he's from another world.
Yeah.
And on his world, things are crazy. They build buildings straight up into the sky. Ooh. And they have, instead of horses, they put wheels on top of oil machines. It's crazy over there.
Yeah, it is a little crazy. But interesting.
That doesn't sound good. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No. From the emails I've been getting, it's getting worse every day where I'm from.
Before we go on, I just want to... I notice you're looking at my hookah. I just need to take a couple of hits because it's been a while.
Sure.
Are you interested? It's like kind of a blackberry flavor. But it's nice. It's like a mellow, you know, the water mellows it out. I don't know if you've ever. Anyway. Yeah, that's good.
If you don't mind sharing, I would partake.
No, please, please.
Whoa, you're so really. Rings here.
Oh boy.
This is powerful, magical.
Okay, he's clearly fallen down a K-hole.
I thought it was only nicotine, but I guess, I don't know. You know, different things hit people differently.
Yeah, why did his voice do the falling off a mountain sound, but he's just right here?
Well, did he float back up? He floated back up.
He held up a sign that said Yelp or Yikes or something. Let me take a... Who are...
It tastes good, right?
You. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Artie. Like a fruity berry mix.
Delicious. Sorry, Artie, I didn't... I forgot rule number two. I forgot your face. Sorry, I asked who you are. That's Arnie. Arnie, you want to...
That's me. Sure, I'll do... I've done this before, but just a normal question, like, where do I put my mouth?
Arnie, I just want to...
Do I put my mouth on this part?
Hey, Arnie, between the two of us...
Is this where I put my mouth?
Is this what your future lover said to you?
Yo!
Yes, that's right. The crow just did a that's what she said joke. Said your future lover.
Well, Cawthorn and I... The hookahs sort of helped relax me, and I feel like I'm ready to ask the big one, the major question I came here for.
I'm ready.
It was recently asked of me, not too long ago, that I give up my abilities. I have some special abilities, and I was asked to sort of give them up, to shed them for the greater good, and I wanted to ask you if I should go ahead and do that.
Well, this is very difficult. I mean, this sounds like a very painful decision. And I would say, before you make the choice, ask yourself, what would I want to do if I didn't have to worry about how anyone else would be affected? And I feel like that should then lead you to make the right decision.
Wow. That's
because what I get from you is that there's a lot that you somebody asks something from you, you immediately think, how can I make that happen for them? And you don't think about the impact that it's going to have on you.
100%. That's what I need to hear. Think.
Yeah.
Let me dig in my. Oh, here. I have one peanut left. I just want to leave that with you as a thank you.
John, that is such a nice gesture. Thank you so much. And in return, I have two things for you. I have this stick, which is one of my favorite sticks. It can be used as a pokey thing or a building material, a nesting material. Other uses, I'm sure, as a third grade level intelligence, you could think of better ways to utilize it. But I would also like to give you this feather from my wing. It's a really robust feather, and it has magical powers.
Wow. Chunt.
Oh, wow. Oh, my.
Tuck it into your shirt. The shirt you wore with a collar, unlike some people who wore a string vest.
I normally don't wear much clothing, but I knew today we were having a very special guest, so I wanted to dress the part, Artie, yeah, I guess. Like, I wanted to dress up.
Yeah, like the sort of badger-sized. It's almost like a tux, like a little mini short sleeve tux. I really like it. I haven't seen anything like it, but I really appreciated you dressing up for this occasion. And
And I love the turquoise cummerbund that you wore with it.
Thank you so much. And again, Cawthorn, I can't apologize enough for how Arnie's dressed. I feel like it's hyper disrespectful.
I think he was thinking about how hot and sweaty he was going to get, and not thinking about where he was going.
Yeah, that's true.
Arnie, this is your journey. You have to think about where you are headed towards, as opposed to where you are right now.
Wow. Arnie, you dressed so poorly, you got unsolicited wisdom.
Yeah, but you know what? It really resonates with me. I do have a tendency to focus on what's going to make me most comfortable in the moment, but I don't put enough thought into where am I going? I mean, this podcast has been going on for 10 years and several months. Where are we going? Where am I going? We don't need to solve that right now. I don't need to make this episode about me.
We don't need to dig into those questions right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Chanti, you've been given a wonderful magical gift, this gift from this craven, the wonderful Radisson Cawthorn. And I beg your forgiveness for our insolence and thank thee one more time.
Oh, he's angling for a gift.
Gramercies to you, great Cawthorn. I hope that your days are well and your nights are plentiful.
He's really angling for a gift.
So, we shall be on our way unless there's anything...
Fine.
Left.
Here's a coin and an old key.
Oh, an old key. Wonderful.
The number one thing you don't want to hear before you're given a gift is fine.
I shall cherish these always.
Wow, Cawthorn, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for, first of all, schooling me in the art of slowing down to sound more pretentious. I appreciate it. This is a lesson that I won't soon forget. I've learned a lot from you three. Oh.
It was our pleasure.
Oh, boy. He's really milking it.
John, how you doing, buddy? Did you get what you needed from coming up here? I know this is kind of a big day for you.
Yeah, as soon as I got the advice, it was just like a candle went on in my head, and I knew exactly what I needed to do.
Yeah. Okay, great. But don't tell us what that is until next week's episode.
Yeah.
Well, follow me. It's this way down the mountain. Just follow this path. All you have to do is follow that marble rolling down the hill.
It's going so fast.
Similar to one
pastel, sort of a pastel colored marble, not very shiny.
The same one. Well, let's follow it anyway.
Oh, guys, turn around. It looks like Cawthorn and that hawk are making out pretty heavily.
Ooh.
They're taking little makeout breaks to point at Usador and laugh? Is that a laugh? I can't tell.
The birds love me, Chunt.
I'm not great at reading beaks, but it seems like they're just both saying yo to each other a lot.
Arnie, look what I put under my shirt. I took one of the donkey eggs. Run! Oh. Run!
Oh,
run!
No. Run! Look at them cronkies! Run!
I'm going to admit feeling some jealousy over characters who have the option to run away from all this. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Radisson Cawthorn, the magical Craven, was played by inexplicably high-profile guest Amy Mann. Amy is on tour all of June to support the 20th anniversary vinyl release of her record Lost in Space. Visit amymann.com for tour dates and more info on her sublime music. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month, even though some of them are about the number of tabs you have open on your browser. And, as I was forced to mention earlier, you get access to live show ticket sales. In fact, Patreon supporters are buying tickets to see those live shows right now. To learn more, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. The new Ryan DeGiorgi of providing a service no one can quantify. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.